Rob Carson on the radio.
It's Carson. I know you get a billion demos, and I appreciate your time. What separates my show from the rest? Connection. It's as important as content. We all come to the table with the same show prep every day, and while leading content is a top priority, we also need to connect with our audience to create a show that's uniquely entertaining.
Example.
But seriously, what kind of sense does that make? You go to a convenience store, you spend $3 for a bottle of water. That would make sense if three-fourths of the world's surface were covered with Diet Coke. You know? You walk outside, it's raining Sprite. I could see why you water your lawn with root beer. It would make sense. Your toilet bowl fills with water. You're paying $3 for water. How the voicemail changes when you are single versus when you are married. We're going to start with a voicemail yesterday that I got from Shamrock.
Hey, Carson, it's Shamrock. It's about 2 o'clock on Monday. Mm-hmm. Still hasn't snowed yet, but I'm sure tomorrow we'll be talking about that. And we have Susie Orman on, of course, American Idol's on tonight. We'll chat about that. All right, I'll talk to you later. See ya.
Now, Saturday, I got a voicemail from Kenny King, our program director here at Mix 107.3. He's got three boys. Yeah. So anyway, here's his voicemail message.
Carson, how are you, man? Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you that great job on the broadcast. Austin, go in and get your jacket, please.
Okay, and so it begins. 15 seconds to correct his son for the very first time. So here we move on.
Okay.
Can you just tell him that you're the great Rob Carson and that you're here for your jacket?
Okay, that was nice that he still acknowledged that he was on the voicemail.
Just kidding.
Okay, at this point, he's forgotten that he's on the phone with me.
Great job on the podcast.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
And I hope you... Carson.
Yeah, Carson.
That crystallized the parenting experience. Top 10 songs requested at funerals. Wouldn't that be a great countdown with Casey Kasem? It's like...
Number 9.
The Best by Tina Turner.
Dude, number 2 is Stairway.
Yeah.
And the number 1 song on the death countdown, My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
There's some guys that whenever they get touched on the arm or whatever, you got to do the flex. You got to be rock hard all the time. Liz in Arlington, you are married to a flexer.
I am married to a flexer. Yes, I am.
Does he flex for other women?
No, mostly he just flexes for me.
When he does flex,
he asks me if I'd like to touch the python.
We're talking about his arms, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Carson again. My show's about observational humor and finding the fun in even the smallest things. It's also about killer production used to make a point or get a laugh.
Example.
This is I Will Survive for guys.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified.
Kept thinking about all my CDs at her place locked inside.
She went and used the L word and said she'd like to have a ring.
So then I just stopped calling and made her break up with me.
And so I'm free, got my own space.
Think I might call my mom and have her come in, clean my place.
Think I'll get all my posters out. I might just sit and watch some sports.
And then I'll go and get a six-pack and drink it in my boxer shorts.
Oh, no.
I will survive.
These are children's songs that single people wish that their parents would play for them. Children's songs.
The people on the plane.
Don't kick their seats. Kick their seats. Kick their seats.
The people on the plane.
Don't kick their seats all through the flight.
Connection, pop culture, personal experience, observational humor, and the biggest comedy in the country. That's what my show is all about. Now, let me turn it over to a real announcer.
You're not seriously considering this guy, right?
Hey, I'm giving you concert tickets for this.
Oh, yeah. Rob Carson is represented by Norm Schrutt. Norm Schrutt. 678-553-2219. That's 678-553-2219. Thanks for listening.